This recording, Nebraska 1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive.
When the sunlight strikes raindrops in the air, they act as a prism and form a rainbow. The rainbow is a division of white light into many beautiful colors. These take the shape of a long round arch, with its path high above, and its two ends apparently beyond the horizon. There is, according to legend, a boiling pot of gold at one end. People look, but no one ever finds it. When a man looks for something beyond his reach, his friends say he is looking for a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Throughout the centuries, people have explained the rainbow in various ways. Some have accepted it as a miracle without physical explanation. To the Hebrews, it was a token that there would be no more universal floods. The Greeks used to imagine that it was a sign from the gods to foretell war or heavy rain. The Norsemen considered the rainbow as a bridge over which the gods passed from earth to their home in the sky. This is like some stories from when I was growing up in Nebraska. There's 8 kids in my family, and I was the youngest. So like some of these stories, I don't really, you know, I've just heard them from my brothers and sisters, so I don't know how true they are. There's one, which is like the earliest one I can remember, is my brother knows my sister Cece, who, I don't know, she's pretty creative, and Tish is a little bit gullible, and I guess one day they were up on a fence, and like Cece said she could fly, and she talked it all up for Tish, but she wouldn't show her how unless she, like, charged her money, or unless Tish gave her money. So, like, I don't know. I don't know how it all happened, but Tish ended up, like, paying Cece every day money so that she could jump off a fence, and she thought she was learning how to fly, but she was kind of gullible. Let's see. And then in our family, there's, like, 4 older kids and 4 younger ones. And so, whenever it was time to clean up, like, there's this game that my sister Tish would play on us, the 4 little kids, and it was like, we'll play this game to see how much you can clean up. I'm going to go hide for 30 seconds, and then you guys clean up as much as you can, and then I'll clean up as much as I can while you guys hide. And so, we'd go out there and start cleaning, and like, 2 minutes, 3 minutes would pass by. We'd go back there to see where she was, and she'd come by eventually, and she'd be like, oh, good job, Rob, you win, or whatever. And then what always ended up happening was we'd clean up the entire house while my sister would be eating cookies or playing something else.